I am Planta on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Western Gold Theatre is bringing Rumours, a Neil Simon play, to Vancouver for the first time at the PAL Studio Theatre the 23rd to the 25th of June. The production is part of Western Gold's studio series with a set by Glenn MacDonald and direction from Anna Hagen. The cast includes 9 talents that are recognized as some of the better performers in this town. Camille Mitchell, Bob Fraser, Melissa Oy, Jerry Wasserman, Colleen Winton, Keith Martin Gordy, Paul Batten, Dave Campbell, and Annabelle Kershaw. Rumours is witty in that inimitable Neil Simon way. It's got zany characters and that human element that Simon's work evokes, even in farce. Anna Hagen is the artistic director of Western Gold Theatre. I'll ask her about directing this production, the work that Western Gold does, and more. Tickets can be had at rumours.brownpapertickets.com or calling the box office at 604-363-5734. Visit westerngoldtheatre.org for more. Please welcome back to the Planta Online program, Anna Hagen. Ms. Hagen, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure, Joe.
So I was looking at the list of the cast members in this production of Rumours, and it's such a great group of actors.
I mean,
If you go to the theater in this town, you'll recognize a lot of them, all of them even, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, really. Well, you know, we're a senior company for the most part, 55 on up. So a lot of these people have been around for a long, long time, and they're highly talented, skilled, and they're recognized. Yeah.
Yeah. So how does a show like this come about? How do you get a company this big together for a show like this?
Well, what happens is I'm responsible for programming, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have to pick 3 productions a year, and I had never, ever, ever heard or seen this production of Neil Simon's. I think I've seen everything else he's done.
Yeah.
And I got it from the library, read it, and laughed out loud all the way through, and I thought, oh my God. And then I saw there were 10 people in it, which our company usually, well, we like to do large cast plays. So then I thought, well, who would I like playing this part, and who would I like playing that part? And then I just got on the phone or email and said, are you interested and available? And it really wasn't terribly difficult. Everyone wanted to do it, but, you know, some people were occupied with other stuff.
Yeah, yeah. About Neil Simon's work, I mean, we recognize, you know, the shows that he's done.
Yeah.
You know, like The Odd Couple or the Suites, you know,
Plaza
Suite, California Suite. I mean, when I think of his work, I mean, it's obviously funny.
Yeah.
There's a lot of heart to it, too. I mean, and in this case, there's farce as well, right?
Yeah, he really is a master of the genre of farce. And, you know, 20 years ago, a lot of us used to say, oh, Neil Simon, you know, he's just funny.
Mm-hmm.
We want to do Chekhov or Ibsen or real dark stuff like that. But the more I read about him, I've read memoirs and biographies, he's quite extraordinary. He's won a Pulitzer Prize.
Mm-hmm.
He's just won all sorts of respect and accolades, both from other playwrights and from the audiences. And, you know, he's from a certain section of New York, so he writes about the people he knows growing up. I mean, that's the first tenet of good writing, they say, write about what you know. So, I have a great deal of respect for him. But the farce, I never realized how good it was.
Yeah.
I mean, farce just whips along, you know, it goes really swift. And it, by necessity, doesn't go as deep, maybe, as other plays, but so that the skill of bringing out the essence of the character has to be very, very well honed. And, I mean, he's been writing for 60, 70 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was a time there between, I guess, the 60s to the 80s,
mm-hmm.
where it was almost like a play a year, wasn't it?
Oh, gosh, yeah. It was a brand new play. I think on Broadway he had 3 plays running at one time. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And do you think it's one of those things, I guess, if you don't do it, you lose the skills of, you know, practice or the sort. And
I guess so, and the fact that he was so prolific and wrote, you know, 1 a year. In his book he says, once a show I gave it to my agent or it opened, I already had the idea for the next show.
Yeah.
And sometimes the ideas would be in a hurry to get into a show, and he'd have to pull himself back. It's like another self saying, no, 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 no. You're not for this show. You will come in a later show.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's quite a fascinating man.
And Rumors is a show that came out in the late 80s, right? One of the newer works, right?
I think it was, late 80s, possibly 90s,
yeah.
And it's, it's three New York couples, but they could be anyone, and they go to a 10th anniversary party. And the host and the hostess aren't there, so it's like, oh, my God, what's going on? And where's the woman, the so-called maid that was going to serve the food and everything? And then gradually things start to unravel. It's very, very funny.
Yeah, and I guess that's where the rumors come in, right?
Yeah. Rumors like, well, I think this and I think that. And someone else says, don't be crazy. How could that happen? And then suddenly it happens, you know.
Yeah. So you're about to go into rehearsal. Have you worked with these actors? You've worked with some of these actors before.
Yeah,
guess, right?
I've worked with, I've worked with everyone except four of them. The others have been in other shows for Western Gold Theater. Jerry Wasserman, who's a critic,
right.
He's going to be in this. He'll be wonderful. And Bob Fraser, whom everyone knows from Bard on the Beach,
right.
He's taken a leave of absence from there, and he said, oh, I'd love to do it. So, tomorrow we're going to meet just for a few hours. We sit around the table and discuss it and just get to know everyone and get all the yayas out before Tuesday we hit the stage.
Yeah.
So we rehearse Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and we open on Friday.
What's the process like when you're in the room together for the first time? And I mean, are there certain things you talk about? Are there certain questions that actors have for the director?
Except we're not doing a long, long rehearsal period.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the very first things I say after, introducing everyone and what did you do last summer, it's somewhat like the first day of school, even though you know everyone.
Yeah.
And then everyone quiets down, and I'm the director, so I'm the one that's guiding them, really. And I say something like, well, we're doing a farce, and farce is this, and you all know Neil Simon, you've read the script, and I only have one thing or two things to say to you. It's fun. I want everyone to have fun, otherwise why do we do it? And at this point, most people say, oh, yeah, and then they start to gear up again. And then I say, but remember, we open Friday night. And then they sort of swallow and gulp, and it's like, oh, my God, can we do it? And so that's sort of a fun / sobering thing to say because, we want to have fun, but we're all professionals. So there can't be too much hilarity among ourselves. It's getting the show on.
Yeah, and so the tension between having to get the show on and having fun at the same time.
Oh,
that must be
absolutely.
Great.
I mean, backstage on Friday night is just one of the most electric things you'll ever experience.
Yeah.
It's very, very exciting. And well, as you pointed out right at the top of the program, these are all really professional actors. They know how to do it. And even though you know how to do something for the first time, because every time you go out on stage, the audience is there, but it's a whole new sort of body, There might be a lot of people you know in the audience, but it's live. It's not like it was the night before, and it won't be the same tomorrow night.
Mm.
And deep down, I think with actors, they know that. So they just want to really do their best, which is a cliche, right?
Yeah.
But
do you have as much fun directing as you do acting?
Oh, yeah, I do, and I learn so much, and I have such wonderment, actually, when I'm directing at these actors that are before me, listening to things I have to say, and me watching what they bring to the table, so to speak. I'm in awe of them. I sort of say to myself, oh, my God, I mean, I'm an actor, but I'm directing right now, and what he or she did is remarkable. Do I ever do that? So it's a process of humility and learning a great deal and knowing that I sort of have a lot to bring to the table because I'm a senior performer, and it's all, it's just full of gratitude, really, that we can do this, you know. And our audiences are really great. Our audiences are, for the most part, mature adults, you know, that have been around a lot. And that's certainly not to denigrate our younger colleagues, because, I mean, the talent in this town is just extraordinary.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. But, you know, Western Gold and the people that the stuff that we do and the audience that comes to see us, we've all been around the block a few times, you know. In the early years, I was with a wonderful experimental company called Tamanus. And, you know, that was 30 years ago, 35 years ago, and we did all the new stuff that the younger kids are doing now. But you move on somewhat, you know. Your tastes change.
One of the things I admire about you is your ability. I mean, you mentioned you're a senior performer, but it doesn't seem like you've stopped learning.
And no, not at all. I mean, I just am learning how much I don't know, you know.
Yeah. There's a great value whether you're an actor or not in that, isn't there?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, actors know the process, and whether they are actually directing the process or they're in it, it helps. It really does help, because a lot of wonderful directors don't really know what actors go through, and it's not that they don't care, they just don't know. And then there's a lot of directors that are very concept-minded, you know, they figure the actors will look after themselves, they know what to do. I think I want to do this huge, big idea, and I'm not like that for many, many reasons. I certainly admire it, but I'm basically a storyteller. I'm a big wordsmith. Words are really, really important to me. As you might have gathered, I haven't stopped yapping. but you know, I mean, we live in a really interesting time. But I find that I really want to bring plays to the fore that have a lot of words, you know. People sit in a room all together, and the lights go down, and you listen to a story. I mean, God, we have stories told to us when we're born. Why should we not have them later on?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what words you have with Neil Simon? I mean, there's a rhythm to it, isn't there?
Yeah.
As well,
you hit it. There's definitely a rhythm, definitely, and it's. You know, we are different than New York people. We're all the same, but we are different, and the rhythms point that up. So from the point of view of an actor doing it, it's quite interesting because they have to get into that rhythm to make it work.
Yeah. What sort of extracurricular things have you been doing lately in terms of what you're watching? I know you go to the theater often, but, I mean, television and film, are there things that really excite you at this moment?
I'm binging on House of Cards.
I think we all are.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I actually saw it, but I haven't seen the new season, so I watched that. I'm a voracious reader. I love to read. And I haven't been to many films. What did I see? I saw Children of God, which I enjoyed.
Yeah.
What did I see? I saw something at Pacific Theater.
You know, you just hit on something that I think we touched on earlier. What great shows we have in this town, and you know, Western Gold certainly among them. There's something for everyone when we think it's a no-fun city, right? You know,
absolutely. I mean, Art Club Musical is amazing.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, and I don't know that I'll go because I'm busy doing other things. But, yeah, there's something for everyone.
Yeah.
There really is.
And for the fall, you guys have a production. Is that the one that Bill Davis is directing?
Yeah, William B. Davis is directing it. It's a beautiful, beautiful Canadian play. It's about the dynamics of a family. It's very quiet, but it's funny. It goes deeper, and there's mum and dad and son and gay lover and daughter who's married. And an announcement is made that sort of pushes everyone off their perch. So not only is it the dynamics of the family, it's how they deal with the announcement and with one another. It's a beautiful piece. It was done, was commissioned and produced by Stratford in the late 90s. And it's our salute and acknowledgement to Canada's 150th birthday, and I think William B. Davis is going to be wonderful, the director, and I get to act in it.
Ah, there you go.
I'll be playing Mom, So that's, we'll start gearing up for that in a few couple months, actually.
Well, as I say, in your business, it's a break a leg. It's nice talking again, and I had very fond memories of our chat a few years ago, you and Terry. I can't wait to see Rumors and the thing in the fall, certainly.
Oh, that's great, Joe. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Rumors by Neil Simon is at the PAL Studio Theater for 5 performances only, the 23rd through to the 25th of June. Visit westerngoldtheater.org for information. Anna Hagen, its director, joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plunta.